Grant, first of all, what brought you to Brittany and when did you arrive here?
Well, good morning. I came to Brittany, many years ago when I was a young man, probably 15, 16 years old, and I've been coming back and forward on holiday ever since. 5 years we had the opportunity to buy an old house that needed renovating. It basically had no electricity, no water, no roof, just four walls. We bought it with no idea how we're going to build it, what we're going to do, but over a four-year period we've managed to use as many French artisans as we can, and we built a house, and hey presto, we decided to move in full-time July last year.
Excellent.
And here we are.
And you're enjoying it?
Oh, it's a great place, yes. I love the fact there's no traffic. I love the fact that it's wonderful open countryside, the weather's nice, there's a lovely warm wind, which you don't get in England. It's great.
Importantly, the thing is, you're banned now, isn't it? Well, if you're banned, I gather it's largely you.
It's largely me, yes. Last year I recorded an album. It took me a year to record an album in England before I got here full-time in July. Basically, I've been wanting to do that for many, many years. But I had a full-time job in England. I've now come to Brittany. I'm classed as a professeur de musique. So I'm a professional musician now, auto-entrepreneur. And so I'm promoting my new album and also trying to get some concerts going, some home concerts going. Home concerts are going quite interesting in parts of Brittany now, and it's sort of catching on where you're playing in somebody's front room. It's very intimate, and the music comes across a lot better. And also starting to play at a few barbecues, as well as the normal wine bars, concerts, festivals, all that sort of thing. So slowly, slowly, slowly it's building.
You're building up your network.
Building up my network, yes. Need more, but building up my network.
As I said, it is largely you, and you play...
I play slide guitar. I play a very old, very, very old, 88-year-old National guitar, which is a steel resonator. It was made in Chicago. It must have bumped around Chicago for many years before it landed in London. I saw it in London about 20 years ago, and then it went off Paris, and then it came back to London, and I managed to afford it for some strange reason when I was 40. And so I'm now in my 50s, so I started playing Rusty Mary, as I call her. I started playing her about 2 or 3 years ago. And she's been my companion ever since.
Well, you were obviously destined to be together, you see.
Yes, I'm the custodian for a short period of time until I pass her on to the next person. Yes.
How would you describe the style of music that you play?
Well, the slide guitar, Rusty Mary, tends to be a type of a blues sound. It's the old resonated sound of slide guitar, which was developed in the 1920s and 1930s. There's still many artists today, like Eric Clapton and Chris Rea, are playing slide guitar. My type of slide guitar is like a bluesy folk with a little bit of Americana in there. It's a few things mixed up. The influence is over many years. And my writing style has probably got folky blues, Americana, a little bit of pop with some tune in there as well. So I'm hoping that all that combination will just push it forward and people will like the album.
Do you compose all that you play?
Yes, I compose and I do all the words and all the music. I find the music very easy on the guitar. I find words difficult. It takes me a good while to put songs together and master that craft of putting the words and actually meaning something and telling stories. I started writing when I was 16 years old, very, very badly. And it was only until I got to my 30s and 40s that I started, to me, writing actually decent words to go with the music I could play. So the album, to me, has got probably two or three great songs on it, in my opinion, and then the rest I think are good, but they're just two or three great ones.
Yes. So there's room for improvement.
There's room for improvement, and I'm still improving.
Yes, absolutely. Know. Well, it is a learning curve, isn't it?
It is a learning curve. And the thing about a guitar and also the craft of writing songs, you can learn until you're 80, 90, 100, if you can still keep going. It's a great instrument to play.
Where do you get the ideas from, though? What actually inspires you? Is it events in your life?
Events in my life, our children, we've travelled a lot, experiences with people and different friends and people you meet on your travels.
How do you see the way forward with your band now? Or with you, what you're playing? Are you going to bring in more people? Or
When I'm playing concerts, I tend to sort of have guest appearances, harmonica player, maybe saxophone player, bass player, drums. Sometimes they come in. Sometimes it's just me. It all depends on the venue. Depends on what we can do and how we can do it. The way forward is I love playing the festivals. I would love to get some more festivals in the book and also some more home concerts, because I think the home concerts is an interesting one. That can build. It's a new thing. Yeah, we could even do outside barbecues, that sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to do a few more of those. And then I want to see if I can promote my music a bit more. And also probably look at a second album end of this year.
Excellent. So it's a good forthgoing project, I think. Yes. You could see it going forward.
See it going forward, going forward.
So again, how can you be contacted?
Right, my website is www.gslidejames.com. My email's hello@gslidejames.com. So that's the easiest way to get hold of me. I'm also on Facebook, if you just look up G Slide James. And they're the best forms of getting hold of me.
Well, I think also one of the best things is just to hear you play something.
Right. Let's get Rusty Mary.